And now to the current situation in Iraq. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki this week urged al-Qaeda militants to stop fighting after they seized control of the western cities of Fallujah and Ramadi. The Obama administration is sending missiles and drones to help fight the insurgency, but no U.S. troops. Meanwhile, Professor Fawaz Jerjes writes that there are now several thousand al-Qaeda-linked fighters in Iraq, up from just a few hundred when U.S. forces withdrew in 2011. Fawaz Jerjes is professor of Middle Eastern politics at the London School of Economics. He's also author of The New Middle East, Protest and Revolution in the Arab World. He joins us from London. Fawaz Jerjes, welcome back to the program.
My pleasure.
So first of all, you wrote that the spark for this latest confrontation came when President al-Maliki dismantled a protest camp in Ramadi, but now he's calling on residents there and in Fallujah themselves to, quote, expel the terrorists from their midst. Is that message falling on receptive ears?
No, not at all. In fact, some tribes have joined al-Qaeda against the government forces. Not because the tribes really care for al-Qaeda, but I think what Nouri al-Maliki, the prime minister, has done in the last 2 years is to alienate the bulk of Sunni opinion in the Anbar region. His authoritarian ways, his heavy-handed tactics, the lack of foresight, his sectarianism, everything that he has done in the last 2 years has basically played into the hands of al-Qaeda. It has opened a window of opportunity, a refuge for al-Qaeda in the Anbar region, and that's why Fallujah has fallen in the last few days to the so-called Islamic State in Iraq and Al-Sham.
So do you really see the way that al-Maliki has governed the country as the driving force behind this growth in the number of al-Qaeda militants?
It really has. I mean, I don't think there's any mystery about the resurgence of al-Qaeda in Iraq. When American forces left Iraq at the end of 2011, as you said, al-Qaeda numbered probably about between 100 and 200 militants. Now we estimate that al-Qaeda in Iraq numbers between 2,000 and 3,000 fighters. The question is why? What really explains the revival of al-Qaeda in Iraq? This is an essentially severe political crisis. It's a deepening political crisis. It's about politics. It's about power. It's about domestic resources. It's about sectarianism. And of course, the Syrian conflict has poured gasoline on the raging fire inside Iraq and has helped al-Qaeda to grow and find willing recruits, in particular among Sunnis.
Well, tell us a little bit more about that, Professor Jerjes, because al-Qaeda itself, I mean, it has been sort of a chimeric presence in the region. And as you just noted, the catastrophe that's going on in Syria is certainly playing into that. So it can't, I mean, all the blame can't certainly fully rest on al-Maliki's shoulders.
I think you're right. I think it's probably a bit unfair to say that responsibility falls squarely on al-Maliki's shoulders. I mean, he is partially responsible for the alienation of Arab Sunni opinion in Iraq, in particular his authoritarianism, in particular his reliance on a sectarian base in Iraq. But the reality is what you have now is multiple conflicts in the region, in Iraq, in Syria, in Yemen, in Bahrain, in Lebanon. Sectarianism is poisoning the veins of Arab and Muslim politics. The war in Syria has really spread into neighboring countries, in particular into Lebanon and Iraq. There are organic links between Iraq and Syria, and the two conflicts in Iraq and Syria are feeding upon each other. Ironically, it was al-Qaeda in Iraq that basically founded the Islamic State in Iraq and Al-Sham inside Syria. Mm. And now the Syrian conflict is basically having effect on Iraq itself, and this tells you it's a two-way street rather than one-way street.
Now, many Americans will remember the searing battles in 2004 in Fallujah, where U.S. troops almost 200 soldiers in several battles in Fallujah, let alone the casualties amongst Iraqis, and yet they didn't fully, in your words, pacify Fallujah. So what lessons should Nouri al-Maliki draw from that experience?
You know, the Americans fought some of the intense battles in the Anbar region, in particular in Fallujah and Ramadi. I mean, as brutal and intense as fighting in Vietnam. As you said, the Americans lost two-thirds of the 4,500 Americans killed were in the Anbar region. And of course, it was belatedly that the American forces learned one lesson. The only way to turn the tide of war was to really co-opt local opinion in Fallujah and the Anbar region, to basically co-opt the tribes and turn the tribes against Al-Qaeda. It was in 2006, 2007 that the Americans really learned a critical key lesson. Co-opt Sunni Arabs and turn them against Al-Qaeda. That's exactly what happened between 2007 and 2011, the so-called, as you know, the Awakening Councils or the Sons of Iraq that basically decimated Al-Qaeda.
But is this a lesson that the Obama administration is reminding the Iraqi government? Because what they're doing, it seems, is the opposite. By sending Hellfire missiles and drones, they're further arming the government.
They do. But at the same time, I think what we need to understand is that the Obama administration, and this is to be fair, for President Barack Obama and Joe Biden, they have been impressing on the Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki to build bridges to the Sunni Arab community, to integrate the Sunnis in the political process, to establish a transparent government. In fact, the Obama administration is working on two tracks by sending weapons to al-Maliki to defeat al-Qaeda. Remember, the al-Qaeda resurgence represents a security, a threat not only to Iraq but to neighboring countries and American interests. But the Americans are basically are in direct contact with the Sunni tribes in order to convince them to join the battle against al-Qaeda. But the reality is al-Maliki basically has not remembered this particular lesson that was belatedly learned by the Americans. Unless he does, we're going to see more and more al-Qaeda-linked fighters in Iraq and Syria and neighboring countries.
Fawaz Jurjez is a professor of Middle Eastern politics at the London School of Economics. Thank you so much.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.